Yo, it's Yeezo. I'm here with my friend Carrie Rosenthal.
Hi,
This is gonna be a shit show.
Abso-fucking-lutely. Are we allowed to cuss?
I don't know. Is your mom cool with it?
My mom is. Your mom is.
My mom said that if your mom said okay, then it's okay.
So we get a play date.
Anyways, wait, now that you said that, how were you as a kid, Carrie?
How was I as a kid?
Yeah, what?
Okay, actually, my mom said I was really good, surprisingly. So, like, reversal, like, I was really good as a kid and I'm bad now. My sister was really good as, or really bad as a kid and really good now. So, we just kind of flip-flopped. Basically, I was like the easiest baby ever. I had the biggest chunky rolls and the biggest ears and, like, was obsessed with my sister. And then I bullied the shit out of her and I would bite her a lot.
I would bite her.
I did all the time. I
You're
don't know.
evil.
I know. So that's why I just like haven't really changed since then. I'm just so bad.
We're done. We're done. Actually, next guest. Okay, well, I already did the episode about, like long distance or whatever. But I can't talk to you about relationships without bringing that up because you're queen of globetrotting when it comes to relationships. So
Absolutely.
tell me about where you're at right now in that sense.
So, can I give backstory? Should I
Yeah.
give a summary of how I
She's gonna
met?
give a summary. We're gonna call this Tea Talk today. This is
Tea
gonna be
talk.
Tea Talk. Tell us the story.
Okay. So this is a crazy story. And I love telling it. It still is such an awesome story. So basically, my last relationship was 3 years ago. It was in high school. Basically, that ended because it just like didn't work out. He broke up with me at a really shitty time. And then like a few months later, he got with my best friend on homecoming night, and then they were dating ever since then.
Are they still dating? Like ever since, like they're still dating?
He cheated on her. But yeah, they were dating like until 3 months ago, I think, or so a few months ago.
So funny.
But they were
Sorry.
dating for like a really long time, like 2 to 3 years, I think. I don't really keep up with them, but
Don't really keep up with them.
so I did not date anyone for 3 years because that was kind of traumatizing. I just didn't really like anyone too. I was just kind
Yeah.
of waiting to go to college because there's an influx of people all in one place. So I never really found anyone here. As you know, my many failed tries at situationships. So it was New Year's this past year, turning 2022 year, and I was supposed to go to Florida, Miami, as one does for New Year's, and where Miss Girl lives. And there was a lot of things that got in the way because there was another wave of COVID. So I got COVID like right before then. There were so many things that I should not have gone, and I changed my flight 3 times. But I landed up going with my friends and we had the best time, but I obviously like joined in on their reservations and stuff. And basically we were at a restaurant called Sugar Cane in Miami
Yum.
On New Year's night. And this guy walked in with his 3 friends and I essentially thought he was really cute. And someone had left a note under our Airbnb door that day. So I was like, that's really cute. I wonder why people don't do that more. So I ran back to my table as we were leaving. I wrote my socials on the back of my receipt, ripped it off, and left it in front of him. And I was like, "Hope you guys have a great night." And I walked away. I literally was shaking with adrenaline. All my friends were shocked that I did it. Whatever. The guys came walking out like after us, and they got my friend Ella's socials. And I was like, oh, so like I wasn't his type probably because she's like blonde, she's gorgeous, but like I obviously was the one
He's not
that,
into the black cat, I
yeah, the
guess.
black cat energy because he got obviously like her socials and stuff. So I just kind of let it go. And then he added me on Snapchat. And that's when he told me that he couldn't read my handwriting on my note. And that's why he couldn't find like my socials or anything. So he just went and got Ella's.
Like, I want to know what your handwriting is now because I've never thought about it.
So I obviously can read it, but I learned cursive at a young age, and that, like, mixed with my print. So all my words and letters just kind of flow into each other, and so a lot of people have...
You connect.
Yeah. He couldn't read the R's because I connect my R's, so it looked like Kemi. But anyways, we started Snapchatting and whatever, as you know. The next day, he FaceTimed me. We were supposed to go on, like, a big dinner with all of his friends and all of my friends. They ended up wanting to go to a different place, so he was like, let's just go, the two of us. We ended up going on a date, and it was literally, like, so easy, so natural. We were so open with each other, like, from the very beginning. And so then when we met our friends afterwards, I met my friends afterwards at a wine bar with him, and they all loved him. I was supposed to leave the next day and stuff because it was, like, January 2nd that I was supposed to leave, and he was like, I can't let you go, whatever. So I was like, fine, then do something about it. I'm very bold. I'm an Aries.
I can't let you go, Carrie.
No, but, like, I totally understood.
Leave me, Carrie.
Like, I totally understood how he could not let me go.
If I met me, I would also not let me go. I'd be like, Caitlin, wait.
Caitlin, so I was like, obviously, like, totally understandable. So I didn't have a plane book, but I was like, I have to leave today. Like, I'm going to the airport. And he was like, I was like, do something about it then. He was like, do you want a date? Like, do you want to be my girlfriend? And I was like, yep. And so I turned to my friends, Claire and Kayla, and I was like, guys, I have a boyfriend now.
No.
And they were like, what? Like,
no.
And they also know, like, I was very anti-guy. Like, I was very, like, on my bad bitch energy, like, working on myself, healing, like.
Healing?
Yeah, I was on my healing girl shit. So this was, like, a surprise to everyone. We literally started dating after one date. And so then I stayed with him for a week.
Okay. How far after the date was it that you stayed with him for a week?
The night of.
Oh, so you just extended your flight?
Yeah, 5 days.
Oh, nice.
So then I lived with him.
What if he was a serial killer?
See, everyone says that, but I just, like...
What if he, like, was like... Like,
so everyone says that, and I just, like, didn't really pick up on those vibes, so I kind of just took a leap of faith, you know?
I always make this comment. This is probably a dangerous comment to put on the internet, but I'm super skeptical of people in general, and I'm always like, what if? But honestly, like, the attractive ones... Like,
here's the thing.
We'll overlook that.
Yeah.
Like, I always joke. I'm like, I would have gotten into, like, that serial killer's car. You know, like,
yeah,
those attractive ones that they talk about. Mm. Yeah. Like,
I'm definitely
because you throw things out the window. You're like, oh, but he's cute. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe he's just socially awkward.
And that's why a lot of people see past the red flags because they're orange when they're attractive.
They're orange.
Like, it's just like a little, like, it's like a yellow light.
So what does an orange flag mean?
So an orange flag is basically like a yellow light. Essentially, it's like the moment when you have to realize, do you go or do you slow down and stop?
Oh, God, that explains.
Do you run through it or do you halt?
That explains so much in Miami, because in Miami, like, even the literal yellow lights, people fly past them.
Oh, absolutely.
Yellow means green in Miami.
Uh-huh. I've actually heard that before.
It doesn't mean slow down. It means speed up, because that way, the faster you go, you don't notice.
Yeah, you just don't look in the review mirror. But that's essentially it. You just kind of move fast and move past. So I just didn't pick up on the serial killer vibe, so I kind of just took the chance.
And you stayed with this dude.
And I stayed with him, and I basically just played wife.
Okay, what did
for
you...
For, like, a week. Housewife.
No, like, what did you...
Or house. We played house.
We played house. Housewife. Lord help us. Oh, Carrie, what did your mother say? Like, were you like, hey, Mom, I'm extending my flight to stay with friend? Like, or were you upfront about it? Like, how did this go about? Like, was anybody freaking out when you said this? Was there, like, any backfire? You know, I have to know.
So on our first date, I actually didn't answer my... So my friends watched me get into his car. He picked me up. And immediately when I got in the car, like, we hit it off. He was like, So, like, hi. And I was like, hi, because he was actually 2 hours late.
Yeah, you told me this over dinner.
He, like,
you
were like, literally,
how dare he?
Yeah, he, like, took a nap or something. And because he was out that day at DARE, as you know, DARE in Fort Lauderdale, like, that's when you take a nap after. But he was like, I'm sending you my location now. We're going on a date. So I was so annoyed with him, but I still went because I was like, whatever. And he just was serving me that big dick energy. And I was like, you know what? Whatever. I'm never going to see this guy again. Like, I might as well. So my friend saw me get into the car, and then I didn't answer my phone for 2 hours. So they did think that he did kidnap me, which is honestly completely my fault. I'm just really bad with my phone. And, like, when you're in conversation, you're hitting it off. You don't want to be on your phone. First of all, I think it's rude.
It is.
Second of all, it's just, like, I'm always the one, like, when we go to dinner, too, you and I, like, we are tripping over each other. Like, we want to get things out. Like, it's, like, if we don't get our thoughts out, like, the thought is gone.
That is so true. Carrie and I at dinner is the most frustrating thing to watch because she's finishing one thought and I'm starting three more.
Yeah. And, but like, it's, like, it's back and forth. That's why this podcast is going to be fire. But, yeah, so I didn't answer my phone, but it was a great day. I lived with him for a week. And the next day I woke up and I was kind of like, whoa, because that was so impulsive and everything. And like, I cannot make decisions to save my life. I'm the most indecisive person. So I was like, huh, like, I wonder where this goes, but also kind of like, what did I just do? I didn't know what to tell anyone, because it's crazy. And I think I told my dad that I was staying with my friend, Jordan. Sorry, Jordana. Sorry, Dad. And, I mean, it worked out in the end. We dated for seven months.
Okay.
Sorry, I had to count. Anyways, our anniversary is January 1st, so it's easy, but... yeah, everyone thought I was crazy. Everyone thought I was being love-bombed.
Yeah.
But, like, it was mutual. So.
We've also talked about this before. Mm-hmm. Our tendencies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's very easy to act, like, really lovey-dovey and stuff. It's not fake, though.
It's not just fake.
It's, like, fun to be loving and happy and kind. I mean, if you take that really seriously, that's on you.
But I literally saw a TikTok, and it was like, I understand why guys love bomb me. Like, it literally was like, how could you not love me and be obsessed with me and stuff from the very first time you met me? Like, what is there not to love? And I was like, that is so true.
Facts, girl.
So, like, what? This is gonna be really controversial. But I am gonna put it on the record. This is gonna be such a controversial statement. But low-key love bombing. Like, I think it can
carry
good sometimes.
Carrie, real love bombing is literally abuse.
But see, like,
she loves really intense individuals.
Maybe like Scorpio men. He is a Scorpio man.
Yeah. No. Okay, so maybe you just like Scorpio men.
No, it's not only that. I am an Aries, like I mentioned before, but I just like am an intense person. Like, I just am full throttle, like, let's do it. But since then, I've been extremely spontaneous, which I really love. But I'm an intense person. When I love hard. When I hurt hard. And it's just like, why not feel all the emotions and fast? Because it's like, life is so short. Why not?
I've talked about this so many times before. Where I'm all or nothing, I say this all the time, I'm an extremist. I either give so much about you, I care so much, I'm obsessed, I think of you more than you could even count times a day, like, nuts. Or I actually don't give a flying fuck about you. And the thing is, you'll never know which of the two it is. You'll never know which of the two it is, but But it sucks, dude, because I don't know if you can relate to this because of that all or nothingness. When I'm stuck on that all phase for you, mm-hmm. I'm going to, like, give you a chance, and I'm going to think, and I'm going to be like, oh, but this, oh, but mm-hmm. that.
Give yourself excuses.
I love benefit excuses. Of the doubt. I mm-hmm. love excuses. I excuse them. I excuse myself. I'm like, dude, there's got to be a way. Mm-hmm. There's got to be a way.
No, and I totally get that, but could you say that that is your toxic trait in a way? Because yeah. maybe some people don't pick up on the fact that you do really like them or the yeah. fact that you don't really give a fuck about
they
them.
They wouldn't, yeah, no.
So you would say it's like a toxic trait. Like, do you think it is toxic or do you think it's good? Because, I don't know, there's like such a stigma around being obsessed with people versus ghosting people. You know what I'm saying?
Honestly, I want to tell you it's neither. And when I say that, it's because it doesn't affect others as much as it affects me. Because, right? like, when that's I do care, I'm going to give it my all, mm-hmm. and I'm going to care a lot. And I think that's just, like, because I am an intense person, like how you're saying you're intense. But in the sense that, like, when I say something, I mean it. I never go back on my words. Mm-hmm. And, like, my actions are a pretty good show and tell of, like, where I stand. For me, but the... My issue where that falls short is that I think other people are like that. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, so you say you like me, then why aren't you outside of... this happened once. I told this guy. I was like, then why aren't you outside of my house with a boombox right now?
He did it?
Yeah, and he told me, he said, I said I like crazy. I didn't say I am crazy. And I was like, wait, is that wrong that I don't think that's crazy? I was like... I don't think that makes you crazy. But then I realized, you know, like the only person I've dated seriously was a Scorpio man. So
we're in the same boat.
Is this podcast about Scorpio men or is it about something else? Because
maybe it's just about being intense.
But I just didn't like that. That was his response. He was like, I said I liked crazy, not that I am crazy. Like, first of all, bitch, please.
Give I feel me a break. Like they're low key the same thing. But what I was trying to find on my phone was the quote you told me. Do you remember you told me that quote when we went to dinner? And I was like, I'm writing that down.
OMG, because same guy. This is.
I'm literally. I was trying to find studies. It.
This isn't. This isn't slander. It's facts. It's true. Slander is like BS, and it's like done with malintent. Anyways, I feel like there's other qualifications for that, but. Communications lastly. I told him, I was like, you overpromise and underdeliver all the time.
That quote.
I was like, bitch, I didn't even ask you to, like, I was expecting nothing. And you were like, no, expect the world. And then you didn't give it. And I'm like,
where are you at?
I'm like, girl, all bark, no bite. Like, please. Because I'm like that. If I say something, I'm going to fucking follow through and do it. And if I don't follow through and do it, I'm not going to act like, oh, it's because, like, no. I didn't do it because I didn't want to do it. I couldn't do it. And I can acknowledge I told you I was going to do it. And I'm sorry. I'm a liar. But, like, don't, like, set yourself up for failure, dude. Mm-hmm. I actually also said this. I was like, it's like when Carrie, I literally compared it to this and I told him this. I was like, it's like when you might fail an exam. You don't go and tell your mom, I think I did great, mom. I think I got a really good grade. Yeah. And then you get a C and your mom's like, fuck, man, you got a C. But if you would have told your mom, yo, I think I bombed it, mom. I think I failed that test. And you get a C, your mom's going to be like, I am so proud of you for trying your hardest and overcoming that failure. You didn't fail. I mean, it's a C, but like
that is shit. Such a good analogy.
And I told him that and he was like, damn, yeah, you're right. Like, I know I'm right, bitch. Fuck.
I always am. But another thing I was going to say about that is just like, I feel like more people need to hear the quote because it's like, I feel like nowadays, not that there's like a sense of desperation in women, not necessarily in women in general, just because like I've been seeing a ton of TikToks and stuff like where it's like manifesting back in my life or like he left me on open for so long. And it's like, why would you want to be like with someone who doesn't want the same as you or like doesn't feel the same about you? And it's like, it's so much easier said than done. Like, don't get me wrong, like I feel like when I like am pushing too hard, then the other person pulls away. And then when I stop caring, then they start caring.
Oh, my God. Like, what is this game of cat and mouse?
Tug of war.
Because now I don't give a shit about you anymore, but you're hitting up my line, like, three times a week. You know? It's like...
Like, what are you doing?
That's why I just don't give a
fuck. I already
fuck.
Gave you your chance.
But that's why I don't even give a fuck anymore. I, like, stopped playing cat and mouse. I'm like...
I just feel like I'm too old for it. Like, I feel like I'm too old for it. And after being in a relationship that I, like was super happy and stuff, it's like I hold myself to, not myself, but I hold others to such a much higher expectation because I know I deserve more. I know I'm worth that.
Yeah. Okay. Same.
But, like, also there's this quote from Angelina Jolie, and it's like, I'm sorry. There's a quote from Angelina Jolie, and she says something along the lines, I think it's from her, of if you want your person or if you want your girl to like act like an angel, you must provide heaven for her because angels cannot survive in hell. So it's like you must provide someone with the environment of a loving and healthy environment for her to be in her like feminine
for anybody
fragility,
to thrive
like,
and be kind and
like,
loving.
To be like as open and loving and stuff because it's like if you are the one that is constantly starting things, if you're the one that is like creating a toxic relationship in an environment for someone, they're gonna fight back in some way. They're gonna start talking back. They're gonna start fighting
talking back.
No, but like obviously people like talk back and stuff, but I'm saying like they're gonna start fighting you on things.
It's just hard for you to feel good and be your best self towards your partner if you're in a situation where your partner isn't giving you the space to be your best self.
Yeah.
It's, you know, any toxic situation. Even with a friend, you know, like if you want to sit down with your friend and your friend's being a complete asshole, you're not going to want to, it's going to be harder for you to want to be there for your friend and be your best self for that person because, you know, they're not doing that for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's a good way to put it. You know, an angel can't survive in hell because it's kind of sad. Like, how are you holding back somebody that you supposedly want to love and hold and stuff? And back to what you were saying, our generation, like girls on TikTok being like, oh my God, please bring him back into my life. Like borderline witchcraft. Like, let me put honey on my tongue. My love, give me a break, first of all. You attend a Protestant church service. Cut me the crap.
to be honest, not to be controversial, but, like, I fully believe in, like, witchcraft and, like, manifesting in things. I think that sometimes people manifest for the wrong reasons in a sense that you shouldn't try and force things
that aren't supposed to happen.
Yeah. Because it's, like, you know, some things in the moment might seem like the worst things in the world, but in hindsight, you'll look back and it could be the best thing or could have been the best thing for you.
I am a firm believer that you should not toy with the ways of fate and what is to come for you, even if what is to come for you is hell and high water.
Damn.
If that is what's for me, then hell and high water will come. I'm gonna manifest the best and abundance and love and positivity and everything beautiful in the world. But at the end of the day, if something's supposed to happen, it's gonna happen. Mm-hmm. And I'm not gonna be the one to get in the way with that for me or anyone else around me. Mm-hmm. I think that's very ugly.
I feel like, so, in like kind of going back to what you said and what I said, like I was the one that did break up with him, my relationship, just because, like, of reasons, whatever. But
a whole nother podcast worth of reasons.
Entire
and conversation.
But we had such a healthy breakup, and I never believed in the whole like posting a thirst trap after trying to make someone jealous. I like literally
it was almost like you would avoid it too. Have you ever felt that? I'm like, wait, let me not post that because I don't want him thinking
it's to make him angry.
Yeah.
No, and we are still talking. Like we are still so great. Like I honestly like still love him so much and we talk all the time and I respect the shit out of him and I will always love him. But I never wanted to do anything that was, like, gonna hurt him. I didn't want to do anything that was, like, posting on Instagram being like, oh, like, here I am, like, new me. Like, I don't know why people choose to do that because
well,
it's, like...
it's back to the cat and mouse thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, our generation, especially... okay, I want to clarify, though, our generation, especially in the college setting. Mm-hmm. I was talking to Joaquin, my friend, about this the other day. I was literally like, dude, like, are you only supposed to meet people drunk at a fucking frat party?
Yeah.
You know?
It's really hard to
meet people. Because nobody has the balls to walk up to you at Starbucks anymore and be like.
See, I do.
I do. I know. We both do. We both are the kind.
That is why we're so awesome.
We're both the kind of chicks to leave our number for the waiter.
Mm-hmm.
Like.
Yep.
But, you know, like, guys our age in this generation right now are so, like.
It's like, oh, like, no, this is
they're
like
chicken shits, and they're too cool. They're too cool to, like, do that. Everything is very pride-driven in today's day and age. And I'll admit, I have my issues with pride, too. Another thing I literally told the student, I was like, gotta cut you, girl.
But I think my pride, a lot of that like, is, like, not only pride, but I think, like, in this generation, we are super egotistical, but then so, like, that makes us so scared of rejection. Like, I am so confident. I feel like now I, like, have really evolved since the beginning of college. I'm a confident, I'm way more confident person. So I am able to, like, leave my number on a table or whatever, like I did. And it worked out great for me. I literally, like, am so happy that I did that. I will forever, like, thank my little self then for doing that because it turned out so awesome. And I will always be thankful for the person that left the note under the Airbnb because it gave me that idea and that kind of spark of confidence. But I think so many people are afraid of rejection. Nowadays, people are shooting
Which
their shots
so
by, like,
stupid.
Liking a bunch of your pictures or DMing you and stuff. And it's like, okay,
stop liking our stories.
It's
like, please.
I don't know what you think is going to come out of that.
Like, I'm not going to be like, hey, you liked my story.
Do you like me? Like, do you want to go? Like,
I'm like, dude, stop liking my stories.
Mm-hmm. No, so it's like, I feel like people are like so afraid of rejection that it all kind of goes over social media because they're afraid of like, what if they don't like me back?
People are so used to hiding. Okay. I think like, honestly, which is kind of what I wanted from this, like, next few episodes for the podcast, talking about, like, how our generation handles a lot of things. And I think a big issue, you're talking about social media, like, we are so used to hiding behind social mm-hmm. media that when it comes the time to be in person, to do what you want to do, they chicken out. Even with the expectations things that I told you, where I told him, I was like, dude, you overpromise.
And
under-deliver time and time again. It's easy to overpromise from the back of a cell phone.
Absolutely.
To say, oh, this and this and this and this and this. And then you're standing face-to-face and you're like.
Or they don't even say hi to you.
A, like, B, C, D, E. Or they're shitting their pants at the corner of a fucking Fisig darty. Hello. Like, it's college. I'm being honest.
No, but I just,
it's
like...
It's because they're so used to hiding behind the camera.
I am also, I feel like, such a, like, advocate for who you are online is who you should be in person.
Or not, who you are on person should be who you are online.
Exactly. Like, it goes both ways. But not in a sense of, like, editing your pictures, like, whatever. If you want to edit your pictures, whatever.
But don't be phony.
But it's like, I am very myself on my social media. Like, I advocate for, like... Like, Israel and, like,
things that matter to you.
Yeah, and things that matter to me and things that I like, reposting stories that I like, whatever. And I feel like who I am online is who I am in person. And I really try to translate that, I guess. Like,
you're not fooling anybody.
Yeah, and it's like, when you meet me, it's not going to be a surprise. Like, I'm not going to be this, like, like, little fragile girl. Like, no.
No, your How Insta is that bitch, and you yeah. are that bitch.
Oh, my God, yeah. Like,
I feel the same way. Like, you look at my Instagram, you know that I'm, like, super passionate about my family business. I have a podcast. Mm-hmm. I'm obsessed with my siblings because they're, like, in every other picture. You know, I like to travel. You know, I'm into siblings. Art. I'm into music. I post a fucking song on every story, practically. Like, it's really, like, the person that you assume I am from looking at my Instagram is most likely really mm-hmm. how I am.
And I can attest to that.
Yeah.
I feel like we both can, but, like.
A real life follower.
Or, like, what you see is what you get kind of thing. Like,
yeah.
There's not, I mean, like, obviously I don't post my entire story, like, life and story.
You don't,
like,
need to. Oversharing.
Instagram. Yeah.
Our but generation, like, needs to learn that too.
I am a very open book in a sense when I am comfortable. And I feel like comfortability is another thing that I wanted to talk about. Like, when you are comfortable with someone, you have such a better environment to flourish. Like, whether it's in a friendship or, like you said, or, like, a relationship. Like, you and I, freshman year, we met over Halloween, and we took a picture together.
Yeah, because, like, you were like, randomly, your costume is so cute. Like, let's take a selfie.
Yeah, and it was, like, one of those, like, drunk, like,
party. But that wasn't really us.
That
really
wasn't really how we met. We met in visual communications class, and I literally was like, oh, I remember what I said. I was like, oh, I love your Basquiat backpack.
And I was like, you know who Basquiat is?
Yeah, and I was like, that's my favorite, like, favorite artist ever. Like, that is who I do. I was
shook.
Yeah, and that is, like, how we, like, bloomed our relationship, and then we started hanging out and stuff.
And then I found out that she has the same juicy heart charm necklace as I do, but in black. Like gunmetal and purple. Mm-hmm. And mine is like gold and like light.
Pink.
And it literally is
so. It is like so fitting. Like, hers is literally like, it's a little like juicy heart, a 3D heart, and it's like pink diamonds, I think, and gold. And mine is like a dark, like, black gunmetal, like dark purple. And I feel like it just is like, even right now with what we're wearing, like, it is such a reflection of who we are. And I feel like.
I'm like, cut to the cameras. Do you see? Do you see the outfit difference? Show the hot pink Uggs. Can you read your foot up there?
I can. It's my hot pink Uggs. I've had them since 7th grade.
That's nuts.
7th grade, sleigh, because they were my sister's old boots. But they literally become part of my personality.
Yeah, like, you wear them all the time. I mean,
yeah, I know. Like,
even when we had that class, that was like a staple item.
Yeah, like,
they're so cute, though.
Fully falling apart, though.
We need to get you new hot pink Uggs, girl. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they make this color anymore. Okay. Well, we are going shopping after this.
We are going to the Urban Outfitters 50% off sale.
But also, I kind of just, like, keep going back to this, but I feel like with the whole breakup thing, like, I just, like, didn't also believe in, like, a rebound, and I didn't believe in posting thirst traps. I didn't believe in, like, posting a bunch of things on social media, like, trying to make them jealous. Or, like, I know, like, a lot of people, like, repost, like, TikToks and stuff, too, like, that are kind of, like, jabbing at them. And it's, like,
Subtweeting.
Yeah, subtweeting. It's so, like, I don't know. Personally, I think it's, like, childish because it's, like, how much is that going to do? Like, you clearly care
so
much.
And it's so weak.
Exactly.
Like, get a grip. Wake the fuck up, watch a movie or something. I don't know.
That's why I just think it's, like, so much better, like, to focus on yourself and stuff. And I, like, just, like, I never lost respect for him and stuff. So I just, like, withheld that no matter, like, what. It doesn't change the person that they were in the relationship, you know? Like, you can't just throw all of that out the window and, like,
because,
like,
you don't like them anymore.
Yeah, because there's, like, an issue. And stuff. Like, obviously, when it comes to, like, cheating and stuff, like.
That's a different story.
Like, you go throw glitter bombs. Like, you go slash
you
his tires.
You thirst trap. You listen slay. To Carrie Underwood. You get that rebound, bitch.
You listen to Megan Thee Stallion. But, like, no, he never cheated on me or anything like that. We ended on such good terms, and. Love him so much.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go on the record. Love him so much. And, yeah, so I just feel like working on yourself is the best thing you can do. And, like, when you are working on yourself, there's nothing that they can do, not in, like, my sense or whatever, but, like, in a general sense, like, there's nothing that they can do to, like, really hurt you and stuff. And it's, like, when you have that, when you have reached that, like, sense of confidence and that sense of, like, self-realization, then it's, like, you become, like, unstoppable. And, like, I have been on this, like, amazing journey, even with my roommates, too. Like, we have been, like, going to the gym 4 times a week. Like, we oil our hair. Like, I've been growing my hair out. I, like, have been taking such good care of myself, such good care of my skin. Like, my oil bun right now. Like, I've been on this, like, entire glow-up journey, not in a sense of, like, to, like, get back at them, but because, like, I wanted to
make... It feels good to feel good.
Yeah, it feels so good. And it's, like, when you take care of yourself externally, whether it's, like, being clean, making your bed, cleaning your room, so many things come so much easier. Like, I can
That's
so...
That's a huge thing.
So big. Like, I do my homework so much easier now because
the
my room is
The world can
clean.
Go to shit, but you better still be taking care of yourself. Mm-hmm. Don't neglect yourself. Which, yeah. Oh my God, before this episode ends, let me repeat it in case, because I was away from the mic. But I want to bring this up as, like, our closing thing, because, again, people hide behind this film, people hide behind the camera, whatever. And we talked about red flags and, like, us overlooking red flags. Mm-hmm. Huge red flag amongst college men. I'm going to say it right now. And it isn't because it affects the looks. It isn't because it affects how sexy they are. None of that. It is just a direct reflection about how available they are to care about you. Mm-hmm. If that man stopped working out when he used to work out all the fucking time in high school, if that man literally eats whatever the fuck is around his frat house, like random ass chips and old food that's sitting around on his desk, and he lives off the fucking beer, girl, if he literally gave up on himself, honey, he's gonna give up on you. Like, why would I try for you if I can't even wake up and try for myself? Mm-hmm. If I can't make myself go to the gym when I want to, even if, let's say, taking care of himself means, I don't know, he used to buy a shirt every day and he stopped. I don't fucking know.
Or like a green juice.
Or like, yeah, like whatever, like if they stopped caring about themselves, they admitted this to you, they gave you the fucking time and space, they said, hey, I stopped doing this. Girl, he flat out just told you he doesn't care about himself. Wake the F up. If he is in a place where he is not in the place to take care of himself, if he's not in the place to, like, make himself feel good and keep on top of himself, he's not going to make you feel good and he's not going to keep on top of you.
I saw this other thing, too. This kind of goes back to, like, not, like, love bombing. So, also, I mean, like, when I say love bombing, I don't mean it in, like,
the abusive
sense. It's more so in the sense of, like, I'm a very intense person. And, like,
making you the girlfriend in one day.
I can, like, love you in one day. And it's, like, I'm, like, if you're going to say that, too, like, why wouldn't I say it? Like, I mean, sorry, like, I am so intense. Like, I literally was just, like, we said love you, too, like, on our first date, and I fully meant it.
OMG-sickle.
I'm sorry.
I just said OMG-sickle. I'm live. Not live. Unrecorded video.
But, like, I like, literally felt it, so I said it. Whatever. I'm pretty sure it was the same.
What you feel in the moment, even if it's irrational.
I know.
To the outside view.
I felt it, so I said it, and I'm pretty sure I said it first. I wrote it on a note, and he still has that note, and I still love looking at that note.
Wait, that would be so cool to frame it, like in Grey's
Anatomy.
He does
have it framed.
Oh, that's so sweet.
He has the one that I left on his table, and he still has the one that wrote on our first date. But this goes back to the love bombing thing, but not necessarily love bombing. People, I saw this thing about first dates, and apparently you put, like, your best persona on a first date because, like, you want them to like you. It's, like, your first, like, it is the first, what is the word? Like,
their first impression.
Yeah, impression. That's the word I was looking for. Like, you want to put on the best, performance. You want to put on the best impressions, like, of, like, you're putting up your best self. Like, you know, like, before first date, you do your hair, you do your makeup. Like,
yeah,
you wear your
best
clothes. You're
ready. You're getting all cute. It's like going to an interview.
Exactly.
You're going to present your bestest form of you.
And then it's, like, slowly, like, that declines because it's, like, obviously, like, I mean,
they
in
know
some
you
senses.
More.
Yeah. And so it's, like, I also, like, know the thing. It's, like, do believe people when they show you their true colors the first time? And it's, like, a
believe
first date
people
is
when
not
they show you your true colors.
Yeah. And a first date is, like, not a great example of that. But, like as you slowly get to know them and they start disappointing you, it's, like, believe them. Believe them when they say they are the
and
act
they're not
like
gonna
the kind
change,
of person that they are.
And it's
are.
Not your job to make them change. Mm-hmm. And, like, if there's things that they do that you're not okay with, that's not going to change either.
Yeah. But, like, I must say,
like, you have to, like, I don't know.
No, like, I must
compromise,
say,
red flags, hanging out behind social media. Like, we have so many issues as a generation.
No, and I know, and
like,
I feel like it can be way further, like, talked about. But also, like, if a guy or whoever it is, if it's your partner in any sense, like, you do hold yourself to the standard that you want to be treated at. Like, for example, I treat myself, I am a princess. Point blank.
So you're going to treat yourself like a princess.
I honestly, like, back to what you're saying, like, I did not take very good care of myself. Like, I was just, like, not that, like, active. I was kind of lazy or whatever and stuff, like, during the relationship. And I take full accountability and full awareness, and I have completely changed that now. But I treated myself like a princess, and he treated me like a princess. Like, he literally gave me the world. He is so intelligent. He works. He's the hardest worker I know. Like, he did not change that about himself. Like, what you were saying.
And you knew he was like that when you got into it.
Yeah, like, he worked out all the time. He worked all the time. He was so good in school. He always, like, helped me with my work, too, when I needed it. Like, he was always there for me and stuff. And, like, that is something that is so respectable. And I feel like everyone deserves to be treated like the queen and king and princess that they are, because it's like, why not? Like, if they are not treating you like the you are respected as much as you respect yourself.
Yeah.
And I think that goes back to, like, when you glow up and stuff, like,
which people really need to hear.
Yeah, you need to, like, take, like, care of yourself.
Like, you're not respecting yourself when you're subtweeting, babe.
Mm-hmm. It just kind of, like, looks loserly.
You put yourself down. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like you're, like, I am also a very high vibrational person. And I don't like being around people that are low vibrational, because I know that it's like they bring me down. Like, I don't want to put myself down. So why would I want to be around someone like
around
that?
You.
Yeah. And I also, like,
I'd rather be alone.
Exactly. It's like I would much rather be, like, at home doing my, like, thing and stuff than being at a party where everyone is, like, drunk.
Gross.
And annoying. And, like, I don't want to say hi to you. I don't know you. I don't want to know you. Like, why do I have to, like, say hi to you and, like, blah, 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 just because I feel like I have to, in a sense, kind of thing. Like, I don't know. I just feel like you have to put the time and effort into yourself. And I don't fully believe, this is also another controversial topic, but I don't fully believe in the sense that you have to love yourself first before someone can love you. Because I think, I also heard, his name is like Therapy something on TikTok, but like, someone can fully, like, help you learn to love yourself. Like, I don't think that.
Yeah. But they're not necessary.
I don't think you should rely on someone
for
it.
No, I think that comment is more so the fact that, like, I use it in reverse. Like, if I need to help somebody learn to love themselves, they probably aren't in the position to love me.
Yeah. I get that, too, though.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily think that someone should completely rely, like, their self-confidence and self-worth on someone.
On another person. You can't.
But I think that, like,
it's not my job for you to feel good
about
yourself.
Yeah, and it's, like, yeah. I definitely, a lot of the times, I feel like everyone gets insecure.
Yeah.
Like, it's
normal. It's
human
okay to not be obsessed
thing.
With yourself every
exactly.
fucking day.
And, like, some days you're going to feel your best, and some days you're not going to feel your best. But it's, like, in a sense, it's, like, sometimes I rely on my friends. Like, do you like this outfit? Like, do you think my makeup looks okay? Like, obviously, it's, like, things like that. Like, people can help lift you up
yeah.
and stuff. But it's, like, I'm not going to fully rely on and be, like, you pick my makeup
That's
out.
That's not going to be,
you
like, your source of happiness
yeah.
and self-realization.
Yeah, definitely not. That's obvious. I definitely think it's not a healthy way to live, because at the end of the day, like, it is your life. Like, you cannot rely on anyone for everything.
Well, closing thoughts.
Closing time.
I can't with you. So our generation needs to, like, seriously, like, open their eyes wider to red flags.
Be self-aware.
Like, respect yourself enough to pay attention to the red flags.
Yes.
Stop hiding behind the fucking feed. Mm-hmm. Scroller.
Stop being petty online. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, grow the F up. Anyway, I always do this, but what's your song of the day?
Can I look at my phone?
Yeah.
I am, like, such a music fanatic and everything, but mm-hmm. when it comes... Oh, I know. It is Love is Complicated by Labyrinth.
Okay.
It is such an underrated song. I don't know if actually people know about the song, but... It is literally what got me through so much. And it is like the, like, it is like one of those songs that you hear and it's like you literally feel something like in your chest. Like, whether it's like a sense of sadness or like relief or happiness, like, it is like such an emotional song. And I wish I could play it right now for you.
I get you. I totally get you. I mean, you know that. Mm-hmm. I love music.
It is just
me crying to "To Zion" by fucking Lauryn Hill on my birthday. Like, actually hilarious in the middle of a restaurant. It was so weird. But anyways, I want to hear that when we get in the car. And my song of the week, I hope I haven't said it before on a past episode. I get so, like, forgetful. I don't know what I've said anymore. But "You Don't Own Me" by Leslie Gore.
Is that the one I'm thinking?
You don't own me.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Good job.
Guys, I think I'm trying out for American Idol.
Anyways, catch you next week on The Voice.
Yeah, instead of meeting here, we're going to be meeting at The Voice. Thank you guys for tuning in. I hope you loved our, like, tea
thank
talk.
Thank you for having me.
Hating on our generation / trying to uplift these bitches all at the same time.
Yeah, we're haters and motivators.
All in one, baby. We're a 2-for-1 deal. Thanks for listening. I'll catch you next week. Bye.